The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber. Is there
anybody in there? Continuing on now on this Friday, my next guest is running for a U.S. Senate seat in New Mexico. He's a former law professor and says that it's not Trump that should be impeached. It's Obama and Biden. Dr. Gavin Clarkson, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. Let's start with everything you've seen over the last 48 hours. As far as this conversation the president had in July, we've seen the memo. Now, it's not a transcript, but a memo. They're pretty close as to what was said in that conversation. He mentioned Joe Biden once. He mentioned Hunter Biden one time. That's it. Not eight times like was reported. Not like Adam Schiff tried to say yesterday. Doesn't look like there's a quid pro quo. In fact, we just learned today the Ukrainians apparently didn't even know that their money was being held up to a month until at least a month after the phone call. So you've got that. Then you've got the whistleblower that's just secondhand and thirdhand hearsay. What do you make of all of this?
First of all, it's a purported whistleblower. It's not even clear that this individual or that this situation even falls under the whistleblower statute. But, you know, the president is talking the way the president normally does. This is a standard diplomatic conversation. The call was primarily congratulatory because there's a counterpart in Ukraine that wants to drain the swamp in Ukraine. And the conversation, you know, is wide ranging, talking about how the fact that they're not getting much help out of our European allies, France and Germany. There's nothing really out of the ordinary in the conversation if you're familiar with the way the president talks. And yet somehow somebody starts leaking information to apparently a CIA deep state type individual. And that person decides to try and make a political charge against the president,
which he did,
which is really totally baseless. It's starting to unravel. There's all sorts of inconsistencies. And if you look at it, you know, there's quite a bit of sort of legal style writing. So Mark Levin had something yesterday talking about that. Clearly this person had help. It may have been even a staffer from the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee helping them craft this memo. But they're not really a whistleblower. The president is not inside the intelligence community. And there's really nothing in the content. And you notice how the press also said, oh, gee, you're going to have this massive explosion of treasonous betrayal of the United States. It turns out to be totally false.
Totally once false again, it's not the press, there. You're exactly right. You're exactly right, doctor. It's not there. There's no explosion of treason. There's none of that nonsense. What there is overselling, under-delivering again. I encourage the Democrats to go forth full steam. They're now being encouraged to go strictly focused on Ukraine, which means you've got to reel in Al Green and AOC and Rashida Tlaib because they want to talk about, you know, emoluments and all of these other things the president has allegedly done that they think is, you know, should be impeachable. Good luck keeping the Democrats in one focused group. They want Adam Schiff to lead the way. Adam Schiff, who yesterday stood there and made up comments that were, he's all security. He did that so that it would be released on major news outlets and talked about and listened to. We did it here, but we tore it apart because it was meant to be done that way. It wasn't a parody. It was a set play. You know it, so do I. So where do we go next, do you think?
Well, basically what we're seeing is if it wasn't for double standards, the Democrats would have no standards at all. Because if we applied the same standard that they are wanting to apply to the president, it's very clear that the only two individuals who'd be subject to impeachment would be President Obama and Vice President Biden. And everybody's saying, well, gee, they're already out of office. How can you possibly be impeaching people without our office? But in fact, the founding fathers contemplated that exact same punishment. Impeachment is not a criminal process. Impeachment is a political process. And throughout our history, it hasn't happened often. But even after individuals have left office, once it was a former Secretary of War who had resigned. Another time it was a senator from Tennessee who had been expelled by the Senate. And in both cases, the House impeached and the Senate convicted after the person had left office. And the punishment in that point is barring them from ever holding office again in the future. So given that Vice President Biden sold out the American people, sold out America's interest and the interest of our allies to protect his son from a prosecutor who was going after the corruption of Hunter Biden's company in Ukraine, and Vice President Biden bragged that he would withhold $1 billion of American taxpayer loan guarantees for the Ukrainian government until they fired him and had to do it within 6 hours. It was a total extortion attempt, basically to save his son's skin, because the prosecutor was closing in on Hunter Biden. And this is, you know, then, and the vice president is totally traded off of the vice president's office for both to protect his family, but also to enrich his family. You know, his son, you know, was kicked out of the military for drug addiction. And within months, he's on Air Force Two,
right,
on a trip to China. And lo and behold, the Chinese, an ally or an offshoot of the Bank of China, is investing $1.5 billion in Hunter Biden's private equity fund.
Good work if you can get it.
Hunter Biden.
It's really good work if you can get it. Dr. Gavin Clarkson here with us today. Dr. Gavin Clarkson, a former law professor. He's worked at the University of Michigan, University of Montana, University of Houston, New Mexico State, and a bunch of other places. Doctor, you're running for U.S. Senate. We've got a couple of minutes left here before we hit the break. Tell me why you're doing that. Who are you running against? What do you think the race will shape up like as you go forward? And where does impeachment play in all of this?
Well, I tell people I'm an endangered species. I'm a Christian, conservative, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-Israel Republican college professor. I was President Trump's former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy and Economic Development. And unlike Elizabeth Warren, I actually am an enrolled tribal member. And I'm running for the United States Senate. It's an open seat because the Democrat is retiring. And I am running to flip that open seat over to the Republicans in 2020. The main reason I'm running is because my students can't get jobs. 95% of my students have to leave the state when they graduate. New Mexico is 50 out of 50 in way too many categories. Unfortunately, we have not been able to share in as much of the president's economic prosperity as the rest of the nation. And part of that is because, you know, the Democrats are too much in control here at the state level. But also, we have not had enough draining of the swamp. And there's a lot of New Mexico that is under federal control. A large chunk of New Mexico is federal land. So the federal government has that has the ability to suppress our economy with overregulations. When I was at the Department of Interior, for every one regulation we put forward, we rolled back 22. But there's still more work to be done. And that's why I'm headed to the United States Senate. There are two Democrats on the other side. One is Nancy Pelosi's assistant speaker in the Congress. The other is the sort of the Bernie Sanders, George Soros candidate. I describe it as a socialist cage match on the left. But I am running to make sure that folks in New Mexico have a voice. And I encourage all your viewers and your listeners to go to GavinClarkson.com. Hit the button to either help us as a volunteer or more importantly, because one of my potential opponents has already raised $1 million. We definitely need campaign contributions. So there is a donate button at GavinClarkson.com.
All right. Doctor, a great conversation. Good having you here. Quite enjoyable, entertaining to say the least. The celebrity death match. That's what we need. You know, little clay figurines fighting it out on the socialist side. Good having you here. Again, people can check out your website. Appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll talk again.
Hey, thanks so much for having on. I really enjoyed it. And I encourage people to go. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. We've got a lot more information about the case for impeachment against President Biden. Vice President Biden and President Obama. Don't forget, Obama sold Russians.
There you go. A little trouble there at the end. No problem, Doctor. Greatly appreciate it. It's Friday, Free for All Friday, on the Steve Gerber Show. Back after this.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station. Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, to serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.